It's in the Psalms, in Jeremiah. It's there. That is most important for us. It is the call to share in those sufferings, the interior sufferings, live them with him. That is the foundation for the holiness that the Lord is calling the church to in this third millennium. Now today, there are two things told us in the prophecy of Isaiah, which I'm going to be working on for a little while. First, take care of the poor. And second, observe the Sabbath. These are duties. I have just a few minutes, I know, so I promise I'm not going to read all this. But these are notes I took for myself. I give an hour TV show a week to help the priests preach. And the first part of it is usually on the spiritual life, the liturgy, things like that. And then the next three parts are first, second, and third readings. So several weeks ago, I decided to talk about Shabbat. So I got all these notes. If anybody wants them, first one up here can have them. I got them upstairs. I don't need them. I got to watch my time, but I do want to say a few things. First, John Paul II has already challenged us. A faith which does not become culture is a faith which has not been fully received, completely understood, or thoroughly thought through. If our way of life is the same as everybody else's, there isn't much faith. You're supposed to change your whole way of life, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you dress, what you do on Sunday. We got to be different. And there's a reason for that, okay? First, the whole mystery of time. This is a big one for early in the morning, but see, at least let's try to get this in our heads. The church is not in time. Time is in the church because it's the body of Christ. We sanctify time. We sanctify this half hour, 40 minutes by consecrating the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Time is in the church. And any time which is not in the church is lost forever. Quite a thought. So consecrating Shabbat Sunday, giving it to the Lord, you see, is consecrating time, our time. Satan knows this. And have you watched over the last 50 years? First some stores were open. Now all the stores are open. And now how many soccer games are scheduled for Sunday morning? This is the corruption of the society. Ah, yeah, that's true. But who's behind the corruption of the society? None of the simple human reminders that God is God and we are created to worship and love him and to be with him forever. You walk around today or tomorrow, be hard to tell the Christians from the non-Christians. They're all at the mall. Some go to church. Their kids are playing soccer. In other words, you got to realize what a struggle it was for the early Christians to establish a day. I'm not going to work today, sir. What do you mean you're not going to work? The Christians and the Jews, of course, the Jews had already had almost a millennial custom, so they didn't dare fool with them. And besides, they'd all just quit. The Christians had to get used to being that tough, you see? This is a beautiful text I don't have time to read. They met out on the mountains because they didn't have churches. And they had to get away from town because they would be mocked and interrupted and taken. And the pagans said, these Jews and these Christians are crazy. Why stop working one day when you can make money? Which is what animates them all. You see, if there isn't a God, go ahead and make money. In a few years, you're going to lose it anyway. If that's all you got, go ahead and make some. But if that's not all you got, live it and show others. It does mean, you see, so I've got to read a couple of quotes and then that'll be the end. For the Christian, Sunday is above all an Easter celebration, wholly illumined by the glory of the risen Christ. By the way, these quotes are coming from John Paul II's instruction called Dies Domini, D-I-E-S, Domini, the day of the Lord. And they're beautiful. And he goes all the way back through the Logos of creation, through the day of creation, through the 7 days of creation, the fact that God himself stops to admire. And we don't. We don't. There's a freedom in saying Shabbat is Shabbat. That means I am not the center of the universe. What I do is not the most important. And there are things that are more precious than the practical. Take gold. What are you going to do with gold? Make a car? Make a sword? No, but you make jewelry. You make chalices. You make the most precious things are useless. Friendship. Try using friendship. It's not a friendship. The most precious things are useless. Sabbath is useless. It's supposed to be useless because it's greater than use. Oh, I like Sunday because I get a rest. Well, we all do, but that's not the point of it. To get me ready for Monday. It's to worship God and have the guts to say, God and my family are the most important things in my life, and I'm going to live it. And everybody else, they're nuts. They could be up there making money, or at least shopping. And finally they get the idea, there is a God. I'm going to just read, oh, I got great stuff. Justin Martyr. And so, the wealthy among us help the needy. They're all out on the mountain, okay? And then the memoirs of the apostles, well, the writings of the prophets are read as long as time permits. I got to watch that. Then when the reader has ceased, the president verbally instructs and exhorts to the limitation of these, the imitation of these good things. Then we all rise together and pray. This is Justin explaining to the emperor, what do we do on this mountain every seventh day? You see? And when our prayer is ended, bread and wine and water are brought, and the president in like matter offers prayers and thanksgivings according to his ability, and the people assent, saying, Amen, through him, with him, in him. It's to you, God the Father Almighty, all honor and glory. Amen. And then we distribute to the sick and to the poor and so forth. That's Sabbath. They had to fight for it. I mean, it's like trying to say Mass in the middle of the mall. You got to go away. Well, nowadays we got churches and so forth. Okay, one quote, and then I quit. This is St. Ambrose. Thanks then to the Lord our God, who accomplished a work in which he might find rest. He made the heavens, but I do not read that he found rest there. He made the stars, the moon, the sun, and neither do I read that he found rest in them. I read instead that he made man, and that then he rested, finding in man one to whom he could offer the forgiveness of sins. That's a mystic. All right, let's stand and pray.